Exporting is big business here in Michigan, and no country is more crucial than our neighbor to the north, Canada. According to Commerce Department estimates, the state of Michigan's merchandise exports to Canada last year reached $25.4 billion. That's nearly 45% of the state's total. With nearly one-third of Michigan manufacturing jobs dependent on exports, Canada is a major player in our state's economic recovery. Here with us now to discuss Canada's trade relationship with Michigan, as well as to offer an update on the status of the new international trade crossing, we welcome Roy Norton, Canada's Consul General based in Detroit. Welcome to the program, Consul General Norton.
Mr. Bishore, good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Governor Snyder has stressed the importance of increased business ties with Canada. What's working right now as you see it between Canada and Michigan? It seems as if quite a few things are working.
Well, trade is growing. It's growing quite rapidly, in fact. Over the last two or three years since the governor's been in office, it's grown by 50% or more. And we're encouraged by that. And I think all Michiganders should be encouraged by it, too. We are by far, Canada is, in fact, Ontario is by far Michigan's best market. More than a third of everything that Michigan sells to the world is bought in the province of Ontario. And more than 40% is bought in Canada.
Remind us what accounts for such a spike in activity. You say 50% or possibly more.
Well, part of it is obviously the revival of the automotive sector. It was in a grievous downturn before the governor came to office, and it's come back nicely. And we're both very strong in automotive. We produce comparable numbers of cars, but in fact, more than 60% of the major content, powertrain, for example, of a car that comes off the assembly line in Ontario, is U.S. content. We're fully integrated. It's almost impossible to slap a label on anything that's produced in either jurisdiction and say that it's American or Canadian. It's both.
Are there other strengths here in Michigan, with Michigan as a trading partner, that you can point to?
Sure, in the agricultural sector. Back when the bridge battle was being fought last fall over Proposition 6, the Michigan Farm Bureau was a big, big supporter of the new bridge because they pointed out that more than a fifth of everything growing on Michigan farms is sold to Canada. And in fact, 68% of Michigan's agricultural exports to the world are bought in Canada.
And is there room for growth there? And if so, where is that room for growth as you see it?
Sure. We're eternal optimists. We look at the numbers and we see constant growth, and we think that building on strengths is the way to go. And that's what the organizers of this conference taking place next week, the Binational Blue Water Regional Collaboration Conference in Port Huron, believe in, that when you have something that's working, build on it, find ways to strengthen it and grow it. And folks from both sides of the border are coming. It's a very balanced conference with experts from Michigan and from Canada. And they're going to talk about ways in which to take advantage of the geographic proximity that we enjoy, cement the transportation and infrastructure links that we've got. There's lots of scope for logistics growth in that sector, especially once the new bridge gets built and maybe a new railway tunnel between Michigan and Canada as well, an additional double stack rail tunnel to complement the one that's already at Sarnia Port Huron. So we're very optimistic.
You did refer to this conference next week in Port Huron. This is a first ever binational conference with Michigan and Ontario business and economic policy leaders. It sounds like infrastructure, the way you just answered your last question, it sounds as if infrastructure is a real linchpin for growing the ties, expanding the ties between our two countries. Would I be right in that assessment?
You absolutely would be right. Clearly, all of this product has to move, and if it's at risk because it can't potentially move, then that's going to constrain not only absolute trade, but the potential for growth in trade, which is one of the reasons why the new international trade crossing is so important. I'm sure you're aware that a quarter of all U.S.-Canada trade crosses the 84-year-old Ambassador Bridge, which has been doing yeoman service and which we hope will continue to exist for a while, long into the future, ideally. But it's showing its signs of age, and it would be catastrophic if there were no reliable capacity in place between Michigan and Canada at Detroit Windsor going forward. So it's why we've placed such a high priority on it. It's why the governor has placed such a high priority on it. It's why Michiganders, I think, voted so overwhelmingly last fall on Proposition 6, and the presidential permit has been issued. And all we need now for the project to go ahead is for the U.S. federal government to signal its willingness and its capacity to fund the U.S. Customs Plaza. And once that's in place, the whole project can roll forward and create lots of short-term employment. I mean, many thousands of jobs in the construction sector. But beyond that, the key factor really is the confidence that it will offer to businesses that want to locate in this region on either side of the border, but who need reliable transportation capacity in order to have the comfort to do so.
Remind us, please, Consul General Roy Norton of Canada is our guest here this morning on Current State. Remind our listeners of the financing piece that is being picked up by your country in the financing of the international trade, the new international trade crossing.
Happy to, because this, of course, was an issue of some distortion last year. Canada is paying 15/16ths of the cost of the project. The state of Michigan pays nothing, and the remaining 16th is the responsibility of the U.S. federal government. That's the Customs Plaza, which we hope will be clarified soon. I was just at a conference this past weekend in Kansas City of the U.S. Council of State Governments, where the 50 states voted unanimously a resolution calling on the U.S. government to proceed quickly to fund the Customs Plaza, because this is a project of vast importance, not just to Michigan, but frankly to the entire Midwest and the Southeast as well.
Back to next week's conference here. Have there been enough of these kinds of gatherings in the past?
Oh, probably not, but it's wise people at Michigan State University and at the St. Clair County Economic Development Alliance and at the I-69 International Trade Corridor who recognize that deficiency and who are doing something about it. We are one another's greatest advantages, Canada and Michigan, Ontario and Michigan, and we need to fully exercise the opportunity that associates with that. We need to stop doing some things. I wrote an article in Dome Magazine, the public policy journal in Michigan, that was just published a couple weeks ago, talking about an issue called country of origin labeling in the agricultural sector, where certain protectionist behavior by the U.S. National government risks causing a mini trade war, which we think would be foolish, but frankly, we may be left with no choice but to take retaliation. I noticed yesterday that a bill has been introduced in the Michigan Senate that would extend preferences on government procurement to Michigan firms. Well, just last June at Mackinac, at the Council of Great Lakes Governors, a resolution was passed by all of the governors saying that this was not the way to go, that building the region, recognizing the links, the cross links among us and between us, is the way to maximize the benefit for everybody. So there are certain behaviors that we need to stop.
Canada does not practice country of origin labeling, then?
No.
Okay.
We don't.
Okay.
And we no longer provide procurement preferences at the provincial level for local or provincial business and industry, because we recognize the importance of open markets. So conferences like this will allow for discussion of this sort of thing, and it'll surface issues. It'll allow people to become more cognizant of the downsides of certain initiatives, and hopefully will mobilize people in favor of always having a thumb on the scale in favor of regional growth, of trade back and forth, of eliminating barriers, of promoting connections, and of not doing things that would cause us to withdraw into cocoons and leave jobs on the table.
So you're saying, in so many words, this is for all of our amateur economists listening, you're saying that the country of origin labeling basically constitutes some kind of protectionist measure, and that Canada really falls philosophically on the other side of that argument toward a more free trade approach.
Well, it's already been judged so by the World Trade Organization,
right.
which found the U.S. government guilty in 2011, and when you appealed, it upheld the original verdict. So it's incumbent on the U.S. to take action to fix the problem, and we're hoping that Congress will do that legislatively, perhaps in the context of the farm bill that's being debated right now.
We've established a foreign trade zone here in Lansing, just like Detroit and Grand Rapids. What role does a foreign trade zone play in facilitating trade between the United States and Canada? We have about a minute to.
Yeah, well, we have some too, and they have potential great contribution to make. They certainly agglomerate business and industry. They promote an awareness of the virtues of trade, and they accentuate, I think, the importance of the logistical connections between our two countries, because if those don't exist, the foreign trade zones aren't going to prosper.
How have Canada and the United States together improved or enhanced border security since 9/11?
Well, we've done a lot. It's a little bit tougher to get across the border, but a lot of work is being done to improve that. The President and the Prime Minister in December of 2011 launched something they called the Beyond the Border Action Plan, which deals both with security and regulation, and the objective is to make the borders just as efficient as we possibly can. A lot of technology, a lot of information sharing, and it seems to be working, and a lot of harmonization or alignment of regulations as well, so that you don't end up with unnecessary and prolonged delays at the border as a result of products having to be unloaded from trucks and scrutinized unnecessarily.
A really good discussion. Roy Norton is Canada's Consul General based in Detroit. Mr. Norton, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mr. Bashir, very much. I enjoyed it. Take care. Bye.
Consul General Norton will be giving the keynote address at the first Binational Trade Conference between Michigan and Ontario businesses of the Blue Water region next week in Port Huron, Michigan. The conference is sponsored in part by the U.S. Economic Development Administration, the Canadian Consulate General, and MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development.